The lead chute dragged itself onwards towards the sea. Tendrils just behind the advancing stem wound around handy branches. Larger trees were used as support. Bushes were uprooted and tossed aside, and a taproot sprouted to take possession of the newly vacated hole. The god hadn't had much time for sophistication. The plant's instructions had been put together from bits and pieces lying around, things he knew would work. At last, the first shoot crossed the beach and reached the sea. Roots drove into the sand, leaves unfolded, and the plant sprouted one solitary female flower. Small male ones had already opened along the stem. The god hadn't programmed this bit. The whole problem with evolution, he told himself, was that it wouldn't obey orders. Sometimes matter thinks for itself. A thin, prehensile tendril bunched itself for a moment, then sprang up and lassoed a passing moth. It curved back, dipped the terrified insect waist-deep in the pollen of a male flower, then coiled back with whiplash speed and slam-dunked it into the embracing petals of the female. A few seconds later, the flower dropped off, and the small green ball below it began to swell, just as the horizon began to blush with the dawn. Argo Nauticae Unico was ready to produce its first and only fruit. There was a huge windmill squeaking around on top of a metal tower. A sign attached to the tower read, "Did you bring a beer along? Check your weapons."
"Yep. Still got all mine. No worries," said Mad, urging the horses forward.
They crossed a wooden bridge, although Rincewind couldn't see why anyone had bothered to build it. It seemed a lot of effort just to cross a stretch of dry sand.
"Sand," said Mad. "That's the Lassitude River, that is."
And indeed, a small boat went past. It was being towed by a camel and was making quite good time on its four wide wheels. "A boat?" said Rincewind.
"Never seen one before?"
"Not being pedalled, no," said Rincewind as a tiny canoe went past.
"They'd hoist the sail if the wind was right."
"But, this might sound a strange question. Why is it a boat shape?"
"It's the shape boats are."
"Oh, right. I thought it'd be a good reason like that. How did the camels get here?"
"They cling to driftwood, people say. The currents wash a lot of stuff up down the coast."
"Did you bring a beer along?" was coming into view. It was just as well there had been a sign, otherwise they might have ridden through it without noticing. The architecture was what is known professionally as vernacular, a word used in another field to mean swearing, and this was quite appropriate. But then Rincewind thought, it's as hot as hell and it never rains. All you need a house for is to mark some kind of boundary between inside and outside.
"You said this was a big town," he said.
"It's got a whole street and a pub."
"Oh, that's a street, is it? And that log pile is a pub?"
"You'll like it. It's run by Crocodile."
"Why do they call him Crocodile?"
A night sleeping on the sand hadn't helped the faculty very much, and the Arch-Chancellor didn't help even more. He was an early morning man, as well as being, most unfairly, a late night man. Sometimes he went from one to the other without sleeping in between.
"Oh, wake up, you fellows. Who's game for a brisk trot around the island? There'll be a small prize for the winner, hmm?"
"Oh, my gods," moaned the Dean, rolling over. "He's doing press-ups."
"I certainly wouldn't want anyone to think I'm advocating a return to the bad old days," said the Chair of Indefinite Studies, trying to dislodge some sand from his ear. "But once upon a time, we used to kill wizards like him."
"Yes, but we also used to kill wizards like us, Chair," said the Dean.
"Remember what we'd say in those days," said the senior wrangler. "Never trust a wizard over 65. Whatever happened?"
"We got past the age of 65, senior wrangler."
"Ah, yes, and it turned out that we were trustworthy after all."
"Good thing we found out in time, eh?"
"There's a crab climbing that tree,"
said the lecturer in recent runes, who was lying on his back and staring straight upwards.
"An actual crab."
"Yes," said the senior wrangler. "They're called tree-climbing crabs."
"Why?"
"I had this book when I was a little lad,"
said the Chair of Indefinite Studies. "It was about this man who was shipwrecked on an island such as this, and he thought he was all alone, and then one day he found a footprint in the sand. There was a woodcut," he added.